Purdue has no shortage of landmarks. Its clock tower is visually appealing, and the sound of its bell can be heard throughout campus. The engineering fountain offers a beautiful backdrop for graduation and family photos. And basketball games inside Mackey Arena spark energy into campus. These landmarks represent what Purdue is today. But the land they sit on was once home to Native Americans, who now make up less than 1% of the student population.
People don't relate to that connectedness that already exists.
Connick Phillips is a second-year graduate student at Purdue. His mother is of the Putepecha people. He thinks life on campus for students with a similar ethnic background would improve if others had a better grasp of the history of Native Americans in the region.
The state is called Indiana, which means the land of Indians. There's no reservations here, so people don't really have to think about it. If there was something that made people kind of aware of this kind of social justice issue, then I think things would be a little bit different.
Even though Phillips says there is room for growth in spreading the Native American presence on campus, he credits Purdue for being unique in how it tries to connect with students like him.
When I came here, like, the Native Center really reached out to me, and they offered just a lot of resources that I wouldn't have had, like just a place to come and connect with community. It's been great since I've been here.
But he says the outreach of the Native American Educational and Cultural Center usually doesn't connect with people outside of those with a Native background, which opens the door for misunderstanding.
If you come and you become invested in the programs that are offered, then that's kind of the way you build that currency between people, and it starts to pay dividends. But it's getting people to want to come to see the value that's really hard.
For Aurelia Yazzie, her first year at Purdue has been hard. The engineering freshman moved to West Lafayette after growing up on a Navajo reservation in Arizona. She says she often feels out of place.
You get questions like, I didn't know you existed anymore. Or, how do you take a shower? Do you go to the nearest lake? That was the first question on the very first day I came out to Purdue. That's the very first question that I got. And it was really hard for me to hear that. It was a cultural shock.
As the semester went on, Yazzie did begin to feel more comfortable. She says that was due to the outreach of the Cultural Center and her efforts to share her heritage with other students. Tori Kistner also is working to spread her ethnic background. The senior is part Cherokee and says she too has dealt with a rash of insensitivity because of her heritage. Like Yazzie, Kistner is speaking out about her culture, starting with the two feathers she wears in her hair.
A couple people get glimpses of them and then kind of do the squinty eye. Like, oh, do you have feathers in your hair? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, my uncle got them for me. And then if I get time, if the conversation goes that way, I explain that my uncle is my mom's brother. And that side of our family is the Cherokee side, and that it's Native pride. And it's more of an opportunity just to talk about culture.
Kistner joined the Purdue Anti-Racism Coalition this year to raise awareness about Native Americans and equality for all students. Part of her role with the organization is writing a portion of a petition intended to make campus more accepting. The document includes demands such as setting up an anti-racism grievance committee, better efforts to recruit minority students and faculty, and requiring all incoming students to take a course on the history of race and racism in the United States. If the petition is adopted, Kistner expects cultural acceptance for not only Native Americans, but all minority students at Purdue to improve.
Thinking about it not only as a current student, but as a future alumnus, as potentially a parent of a future student, maybe, we need to see this petition and resolution be respected and be taken seriously to create this community. So we're not giving someone the option anymore to not be aware. It's not right, and it shouldn't be possible anymore.
While the petition garners signatures, Connick Phillips encourages the entire campus community to invest some time at Purdue's Native American Educational and Cultural Center to learn about the history of Native Americans and the place where they learn and teach.
If people recognize how connected they are to that history, like how the Battle of Tippecanoe was here, and how much of their life is tied to the history of people, that only 1% remains, I'd say it'd be a lot different.
If you want to check out the center for yourself, it's located on Harrison Street on the corner of Sheets and Steely Streets. Sam Clement, WBAA News.